What do you think about this unique tale? Comment below. The soldier who fought for three countries. Imagine fighting for three different armies in one war. Yang Kyong-jong, a Korean soldier, holds this bizarre record. As a young man, he was forced to join the Imperial Japanese Army when Japan occupied Korea. In 1939, during battles in Mongolia, he was captured by the Soviet Union and forced to fight for the Red Army against Germany. Then in 1943, during the brutal Battle of Kharkov, he was captured by the Nazis. The Germans, believing he was a Russian, put him in a German uniform and sent him to defend Normandy in 1944. On D-Day, when Allied troops stormed the beaches, Yang was captured again, this time by American forces. The US soldiers were stunned to find an Asian man in a Nazi uniform who spoke neither German nor English. He was sent to a POW camp in the UK and later moved to the US, where he settled and lived a quiet life. From fighting for Japan, then the USSR, then Germany, all without ever choosing to fight, Yang's story is one of the fate and survival. He is a symbol of how far war drags innocent people into battles they never wanted to fight. Can you imagine being forced to switch sides that many times? Comment below what you think about his incredible story. The Nazi pilot who saved an enemy soldier. War turns men into enemies, but this story proves humanity can survive even in the bloodiest battles. During World War II, Franz Stigler, a German Luftwaffe, was flying his fighter jet when he saw an Allied bomber limping through the sky. The American plane was shredded with bullet holes, its crew badly wounded, and its pilot Charlie Brown barely keeping it in the air. Franz had every reason to finish the kill. The Nazi Air Force rewarded pilots for every enemy plane destroyed. But something stopped him. He saw the wounded men inside and felt it would be dishonorable to shoot them down instead. He escorted the enemy bomber past German air defenses, saluted the American pilot, and flew away. Charlie Brown, stunned, safely landed back in England. For decades, he searched for the German pilot who spared his life. In 1990, they finally